Skána za wagwegum. Ke, anska da wanya wadana asa FM gahna wag is a wadam sada. Welcome. You are listening to 103.7 FM, CKRK, K103 gahna wag.
So, well, now in EP, The Cold Embrace of Fear, a dark romantic symphony.
It was very important because as the events of the end of the second saga were so many, I really needed something in between the Frozen Tears of Angels and then the final chapter that was represented by the album From Chaos to Eternity. I really needed something in between to explain the amount of stuff that was happening in that moment, no, in my saga. So it was a really welcomed album. We agreed with Nuclear to release it, you know, in between the two releases. And in that album, a lot of things are explained very well. And this particular album is not a typical Rhapsody album because there are more orchestral parts. The first song, you know, very long, is a kind of suite. It's very, very orchestral. There is not so much guitar like this. So we always try not to be in between, you know, the very rhythmic guitar riffs typical of Frozen Tears of Angels or the orchestral side of Rhapsody that, for example, we display with this album completely. And then From Chaos to Eternity.
Yeah, well, wasn't there like something that happened after that with the band? You guys went separate ways?
No, not at that time?
No,
the split happened after the end of the saga.
Okay,
yeah, this is important.
Okay, I'm trying to...
The split happened after we finished the saga. Okay. And this was the reason why the split happened. We could have never split before the end of the saga. Because in reality, we were speaking about such split with Alex already 6 years before, 5-6 years, when we had the big problems in the past, you know, terrible problems that now I don't want to remember and we cannot even speak about because there are some legal agreements. At the time we were already speaking about the split, but for us it was very important to end the saga. Me and you knew already that we would have arrived at the album number 10, considering the two EPs that we spoke about before, Rain and The Cold Embrace of Fear, no? So when this happened with the release of the album From Chaos to Eternity in 2011, then we announced it to the world after some shows that we played to promote such album. We announced it officially, the split of Rhapsody, the friendly split.
Okay.
That's why it was a friendly split, because if you fight, there is no chance to stay together and decide to wait until the end, until when you complete an artistic journey, you know. If you complete something like this, you have any way to work together, things like this. So that's why this is the proof that such was a friendly split.
Okay.
Many people didn't believe at the time, things like that, you know, because it's true that, for example, Fabio was not happy about such split. So for a couple of years, he was very, very pissed. But the problem is that the split happened mainly between me and Alex, because we were the people meeting every day to work on the Rhapsody music. At that time, there was not so much fun anymore. So we decided that when the saga would have ended, we would have simply split it like friends.
Okay, so then Ascending to Infinity, that was your 11th studio album?
Yes, Ascending to Infinity came out, you remember me the year? 2012, I guess. No? And so, yes, that was very important. It was very important because, you know, after a split, you risk a lot, especially when you don't have the official historical singer.
So, your latest studio album?
Sinfonia Ignis Divinus.
Okay, released 2015. That's your latest. Quick rundown on this one.
Yes. This is, of course, we are speaking about the present, no? Of course, the album was really important because for me was really... What for me, it represents such album, what for me is the cinematic metal, because we changed the name, no? After the split, identified my music, calling it, defining it as cinematic metal together with my record company Nuclear Blast, because I finally had the possibility to work with orchestral samples of the last generation. I built a studio really to compose music with the quality of the soundtracks, which were always my passion and my influence, no? While creating music. So Prometheus is a really all this, is a huge album. I worked for 1 year on it, and it's full of orchestral music that I enjoy really composing and arranging. and the mix and the melody typical of Rhapsody.
And a song from this album, of course, we're gonna hear.
Ah, but oh my God, so many. Oh la 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 la, I love them all. So for me, it's very difficult. One song that connected to is Anahata. I really feel in love with.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, my friend. It was really a pleasure and honor to be here with you.
Like to thank Mr. Luke Rotilli for helping that archive, and we're jumping into the Carve of the Week right now. Originally done by Dio, here's an After All cover. Here's Holy Diver. This is on the Nightmare K1V7. With a Dio cover of Holy Diver. Right now is going to be your Forgotten Metal track from the band Rage, going back to 1988. Album was called Perfect Man. Here is Wasteland. Here in the Sunday Nightmare, K137.
This is your Sunday Nightmare Forgotten Metal track.
I was telling you.
It's 1:19. You're listening to Sunday Anger here on K137. We just heard Sworn Enemy with Save Your Breath. Before that was our Forgotten Metal track from the band Rage, going back to 1988 with the Perfect Man album. We heard Wasteland, and all starting off with a Dio cover from the band After All. We heard Holy Diver. Right now, here's Metal Church with All of Your Sorrows here on Sunday Anger at K137. We'll be right back. right, so we just heard some metal church there, and on the line right now from the band Melkota, we have Lucas. How you doing?
Too bad, man. How are you doing?
Good. I just want to make sure you're over here right now. Okay. So we got everything figured out here. So tell us a little bit about your band.
So we're a gothic metal band from Oakville, Ontario. And we've been around since, I guess, about 2013, 2014. We're signed to a label in Europe called Rock Shots Records, and we just released our third release called Restless Dreams.
All right. Is all your albums going to be available at the show, or is there some that are not available, or what's what?
No, we're going to have all three of our releases should be available on this run of shows we're doing. We're doing this, it's just a small tour. We're kick-starting it in at the Piranha Bar in Montreal in Quebec on the 25th. So I believe that's this Thursday. And then we'll be playing in Ottawa, Oshawa, and Kingston after that. But we should have, provided we don't sell out of everything in Montreal, we should still have all of our every album we've released available to buy at these shows.
Okay, now let's say you do sell out, and somebody really wants a copy of your album. Are they able to still get it from you guys?
Definitely. I think the way that they would have to get it is you'd have to order it right from our record label. So that would be at www.rockshots.eu, because I think all the copies that we have, we're bringing with us on this run.
Okay.
Then we don't have any.
And then what about merchandise, like shirts and stuff like that? Do you guys have all
that? Oh, yeah, we have a ton of different, I think we went a little overboard this time. I think we have about six different designs, which is a lot for a band. We have two new shirt designs we have three new shirt designs that I think a lot of people are really going to dig. The guy who does a lot of our artwork has done artwork for bands like the Black Dahlia Murder, and so the designs, if you've seen their album covers, then I guess you kind of have an idea as to what the shirts are going to look like.
All right. So let's a quick rundown once again of when the show's going to be at Piranha Bar. It's this Thursday.
Yes, it's coming up really soon.
Okay, so thanks.
I believe the tickets are about $15.
Okay. And they're available at the door, of course, so.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so let's play a song right now from you guys. What are you going to be playing right now?
I think we're going to be playing the song Mannequin Heart.
Okay, thanks for calling, Lucas.
No worries, man. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Yeah.
CKRK, K103, Kahanawaga.
To get a coffee, I was feeling kind of tired, and it was a concert memory segment. Good thing I didn't step out of the car, because it was a concert memory, V Vinny Appice talking about Ronnie James Dio.
I like about it is it's real metal by people who genuinely like real metal. It's awesome. Everybody should listen to it. They play great metal. It's awesome. Listen to it. K103 Sunday Nightmare.
We'll be right back.
And that's Omen with Hammer Damage. Before that was Necrophagist with Seven. And we had an interview on Mel Coda, and we heard Mannequin Heart. Right now, here's the band called Hiades with Alive But Dead here on the Sunday Nightmare at K137.
Song makes me want to get into the pit and smash face!
Hey, Mike Moose, hoping to fall asleep. Wake up! Pantera with You've Gotta Belong to It. Before that was their Into the Pit track from the band Hiades. We heard Alive But Dead. Right now, here's your instrumental metal segment. It's from the band Hammerfall. Going back to 2009's album, No Sacrifice, No Victory. Here's Something for the Ages here on the Sunday Nightmare K137.